Pete Delegatis, the Marg Factor.
He's put two good solid runs in, attacked the line strong both times.
Which one's your best?
Marg Factor.
We'll take Marg Factor, I reckon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Ima Chickasaw joined by the Marg Factor again. The Marg Factor fights back and beats Ima Chickasaw.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Early mail is an excellent thing. And this time on the program every day, we get you a winner somewhere around Victoria. Today, we're racing. We're even racing.
We are racing
at Horsham today for some grass action, Whitey.
Yes, but no track manager.
What?
That's a bit of a setback. Anyway, I can tell you that the track conditions currently, soft 5, penetrometer 5.6, rail true position the entire circuit, and the weather forecast in Horsham today is for showers.
Is for showers. Okay, so rail was true, did you say?
Yep.
Soft 5, rail true, weather, some showers through the afternoon. We'll see how we go there at Horsham. Andrew Bobbin is on the line today with the early mail. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks for being on. We appreciate it. You've got four going around today, which we're keen to find out more about. One of those, the first one is race 3, number 4, Carpentasia, who is a Kuroshio mare, who's only had the one start, four-year-old, just gone four. Just had the one start and wasn't too bad at, was it Warrnambool?
Yeah, she ran third. And I'll be honest with you, she was lucky to get to the races that day because we owned the majority of her and she was showing me absolutely naught at home. do we bother going to the races? But she ran very well that day and ran third and probably should have run second. Between races, hasn't shown me much more in her work. She might be one of those that just save it for race day. Here's hoping it anyway. But just to wait and see, we're still learning about her.
So she hasn't come on? Is that what you're saying since that first run?
I would say she would have come on education. Well, yeah, she has. She's improved and certainly would have learned something from the race day experience. But it's just very hard to tip her when she only goes around like a horse that is a picnic horse at home. But we'll hopefully she surprises me.
Right, well, we'll see what happens. Race 3, number 4, Carpentasia today. In the race 4, number 6, Fighting Sweet, is getting another crack at its maiden status. It's been 5 starts, haven't quite broken the duck just yet, and probably, was on the synthetic last time out.
Probably won't get too many more cracks if she keeps going the way she is. Has got ability, but just I question her application. She started the prep with blinkers on just because I didn't think she was trying too hard. But we've taken the blinkers off today simply because I think she's been missing the kick and just flopping around out the back. And maybe half the reason why she is missing the start is she's got the blinkers on and the horses are gone. And she realises, you know, half second later they've already gone. So the plan today is to try and give her a bit of a dig out of the gates and let's see if she can be positive and she can show us that she's the opposite to Carpentasia. She can work well at home. So the ability's in there. We've just got to work out how we can extract it.
Got some. You need a psychologist, it seems, Andrew, for these things.
Yeah, right. I think it doesn't get much better with the next one, Navy.
Well, I was going to ask you, race 6, number 7, yeah. Navy Commander. Tell me more about Navy Commander.
Just keep it simple. Refer to form guide and you can make your own decisions.
Right.
Prefer others, as they say.
Prefer others. What about race 8, number 4, Hendrika? How's Hendrika looking?
A little bit more excited.
Here we go.
Nice, Billy. I've known her for a long time, and Matt Kamani trained her prior to me, and so I obviously was with Matt before I set up on my own. So a horse I know a fair bit about, and Matt's parents actually owned her and decided if she wasn't going to be city class to move her on, and I thought she was the perfect horse to win a few races up the bush with. So she started the prep with Matt in the city, and then when they moved her on, we took her to Mildura, weakest possible race we could find, and she won. So we've gone down the same programming path again today. And D. Yendall on top, he knows his way around Horsham. So hopefully she can just sit behind the speed and come over the top of him.
She's favourite at the tab this morning. $1.95, is that fair enough?
I guess it was a pretty good win, but you've got to line up what she's running against. So I guess they make their book on the quality of the opposition. So I think it's just it's just because she's $1.95 because the others are probably not in as good a form as her.
Righto. So for our promo, Andrew, we need a very nice, clear-cut edition of your best for today, please.
My best today will be Hendrika in the last. We've got D. Yendall on top. He knows his way around Horsham. The Mary's in good form, so hopefully she can be charging late over the top of them and getting the cash.
We'll take the $1.95 and we'll run, and that'll be magnificent for the promo tomorrow, Andrew, when you win. Good luck to you today. We appreciate your time.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Andrew Bobbin with us for today at Horsham. His best, race 8, number 4, Hendrick. We're taking the odds on. We're taking tomato sauce. We'll get the money and run today, Whitey. $1.95.
Jeff Sierra suing your quaddy on Saturday, Daniel.
What makes you say that?
Well, you didn't and I didn't. I'm still sort of snarting.